The end titles from The Last Guardian Suite by Takeshi Furukawa. Ending Sound of Gaming, which was presented by Jessica Curry. Remember, you can download any edition of the programme from BBC Sounds to listen to wherever and whenever you like. Next week at the same time sees the return of Sound of Cinema, and with cinemas currently closed, Matthew Sweet will be considering the best film music for these hard times. That's next Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Like people all around the country, we in Intune are finding new ways of keeping in touch with our friends. So many of our favourite musicians are recording special home sessions for us. There's Olivia Cheney. Natalie Klein. Andreas Scholl. The Canne Mason family. And many, many more. It's all part of the BBC's Culture in Quarantine, connecting you with the arts wherever you are. Join us for home sessions every day on Intune, weekday afternoons at 5, here on BBC Radio 3.
J to Z today also features a session recorded at home by Kit Downs and Ruth Goller, and the Danish bassist Jasper Højbu shares his musical inspirations, among them Jaco Pastorius and Avishai Cohen. Join Julian Joseph for all that in an hour's time at 5 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 3, and now it's a little after 4. Here's Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Kinyabara, a song about hard-working people and those who depend on them, from UK-based kora player and singer-songwriter Kadjali Kouyaté, who was born into the great line of Kouyaté Griot in southern Senegal. You can find that on Kadjali's new album Nimu, a combination of songs that he feels describe the blessings, or Nimu, and sustenance back home in Senegal. And talking about home, that's exactly where I am right now. No sophisticated sound systems and studio engineers, just me and a microphone in deepest Northumberland, which is a pretty good place to be. I'm Catherine Tickell, and you're listening to Music Planet. And here's a little something to brighten your day from Saigon Soul Revival, from the debut album of a band who say they're on a quest to reawaken the raw, enchanting sounds of 1960s and 70s Vietnam. And they say that this music, which bridged East and West, was regarded as decadent in 1970s Vietnam, and so it pretty much died out. This track is Nau Tau Con He. Let's all sing.
Thank you.
Keeping you up to date here on Music Planet, Trio Teke continuing to reinvent Greek rembetiko in their very own way with Rotten Look from their album Strobilos, which came out yesterday. And Trio Teke have been a regular on Music Planet over the years. They've done sessions for us and they appeared on our stage at WOMAD. It almost seems like another lifetime, all of that. I'm missing hearing live music and I'm really feeling for all the musicians who had album releases and tours planned for these few months and have seen those tours cancelled. Mind you, I suspect there's going to be a lot of new music composed at the moment and it's going to be interesting to see and hear what comes out at the other side of this strange time. Here's Welsh band Calan. They should have been on tour right now. And remember, you can always support them and other artists by seeking out their websites and buying albums, such as this one, Kist Bane, which came out at the beginning of the month. From it, here's a set of tunes called Coffee Continued. uplifting dance tunes there from Welsh band Calan. And remember, their new self-released album, Cystfeirn, is now available. Now, in these times where travelling isn't really an option, here's a way to get around it. Fasten your seatbelts, because we're off on a road trip to Colombia with Bogota broadcaster Luisa Piñeros as our tour guide.
I'm Luisa Piñeros of Colombian National Radio, and this is my music blended road trip around Colombia. We are entering a dense jungle, one of the jungles along the southern Pacific coast of Colombia. This is where these sounds come from. Imagine that we are traveling through a large river, surrounded by gigantic trees, and a marimba de chonta begins to speak. It is the piano of the jungle. That's what this player, José Antonio Torres Gualajo, called the instrument. Gualajo died just recently. His nickname refers to an agile and elusive fish that swims in the waters of the Colombian Pacific. Gualajo was born in 1939 in Sonsón, Guapi. In this particular territory, families make a living by making a performing of these traditional instruments. The marimba de chonta itself comes originally from the African xylophone, recreated by black slaves who settled in the area. But the tuning is based on ancient local singing styles. Gualajo's ensemble is made up of two marimba de chonta with traditional drums. The instruments are all made from local types of wood, like palealte, hijo arrastrojo, balso, and chilpusa. This music is among the most cherished traditional music in Colombia. In 2010, UNESCO declared the marimba de chonta and the traditional chants of the southern Pacific region of Colombia as intangible heritage of humanity. Colombia's other coast, the Caribbean coast, also has its own traditional music. This is Petrona Martinez. She learned to sing by listening to her grandmother and her aunts while doing her domestic duties. She She sang with them in the traditional festivities of her town, San Cayetano, a small town located in the northern Colombia. It is along this Caribbean coastal region that styles such as bullerengue were born. That's what Petrona sings, and also cumbia, both styles that are originally of African descent. Her story is particular because after getting married and having children, she was working as a cleaner. And one morning, while she was washing clothes, she began to sing a tune she learned in her childhood. But she didn't notice that she was being listened by someone who turned out to be a music producer. Petrona went from singing in the rivers while washing clothes to singing on the big stage of Colombia and the world. One of her recordings won a Latin Grammy nomination. Today, Petrona represents the ancestral knowledge of Colombian Afro-Caribbean women. Her voice is strong and powerful. Her presence is sweet. And her songs speak of nature, family, animals, and the environment that surrounds her. Today, she is in a delicate state of health, but really more alive than ever. This song is called Las Penas Alegres, which means something like the joyful sorrows and refers to the happiness that comes from singing bullerengue. Colombia's natural diversity is so wide that we have a great variety of ecosystems, and in the east of the country, we have extensive plains. The Llanero people live there, on both sides of the border of Colombia with Venezuela. And the sounds you hear there are harps, maracas, bandola, cuatro llanero, and traditional chants. Let me introduce you to Palo Cruzado.
Y así sin decirme adiós se perdió por la sabana.
Gavilán que sí, gavilán que no, gavilán que sí, gavilán que no.
Que no conozco el primero que se haya muerto de amor.
The music of Palo Cruzado is rooted in the llanero music of the plains. But the album called En Armonías Colombianas has an innovative idea. They have brought in a wide variety of instruments from different regions of our country. The group was born in 1997 under the direction of Omar Fandiño, and his aim is to try and reflect the whole of Colombia in the band's music.
Ayer dijiste te quiero, pero hoy me dices que no. Pero hoy me dices que no. Mañana cuando me vaya, te arrepentirás, mi amor, de que no me hayas querido tal como te quise yo. De que no me hayas querido tal como te quise yo.
Gavilán que sí, gavilán que no, gavilán que sí, gavilán que no.
Si me quieres, yo te quiero. Y
Palo Cruzado won the Latin Grammy Award for Best Folk Album in 2016. It's a meeting of sonorities, the power and energy of the music of the plains with the subtle shades of different traditional instruments. Here, he includes the marimba de Chonta from the Colombia Pacific coast. It's played by Hugo Candelario González.
Anuncia el carnaval la lluvia y el gallo el amanecer. Y el gallo el amanecer canta triste la guarura. Se lamenta el Cristo fue por un amor que se ha ido y que nunca de volver. Por un amor que se ha ido y que nunca de volver.
Capitán, que sí, capitán, que no, capitán, que sí, capitán, que no.
Y amor que no sea sincero es mejor decirle adiós.
Sistema Solar have been pioneering visionaries since their debut in 2006. They are an audiovisual collective who have managed to integrate the electronic and organic worlds of Colombian music. In their music, we are likely to hear a traditional tambor alegre drum floating over a drum and bass beat or a sample gaita flute harmoniously accompanied by the scratching. The band was started off by a Colombian DJ and visual artist, Vanessa Gorsk, for a festival in Medellin. It was originally sponsored by an NGO called Intermundo, which was set up to organize education projects following the traumatic years of the drug cartels. Sistema Solar are wizards with the machines, and so far, their three albums have taken them under psychedelic carnival all over the world. This track is called Yo Voy Ganao. It's dedicated to the fisherman of Taganga, humble men who live happily on the seashore in a bay near Santa Marta on the Caribbean coast. The band's second album, La Revancha del Burro, The Donkey's Revenge, was recorded there. With their dance floor music, Sistema Solar are bringing the power of traditional drumming, the motion of the ancient chants, and the energy of the music of the plains all together for a new audience, in Colombia and around the world too. Colombian band Sistema Solar with their song Yo Voy Ganado. And that rerun of our road trip to Colombia was presented by Luisa Piñeros. And remember, all our road trips are available as a podcast, enabling you to voyage safely around the world from the comfort of your own home. Just go to the Music Planet webpage and there's a link there. Coming up next, we've got minimalist sound design meets Afro-Haitian drum talk from Vodou Ale, the debut album of the collaboration between Haitian six-piece Tchoukbois and Belgian production duo The Ongstromers. And this is Negrier, which means slave ship. And the Creole lyrics are hard-hitting, making sure the history of their ancestors is not forgotten.
Jacques Dessalines, Toussaint Louverture. Mais, papa révolution à l'époque là, si là qui te fait cérémonie du grand doigt, je te réveille.
From Haiti and Belgium, Tchoukbois with the Ongströmers. From the album Bodo Allé, which comes out at the end of next month. It's time for this week's classic artist now, and what a character, what a voice. Algerian singer Cheikha Remiti was a performer to the end. 2 days before her death in 2006, she was singing in Paris in front of a 4,500 strong crowd. She was 83. Both her parents died when Remiti was a child, and she survived by living rough, eventually joining a troupe of traditional travelling musicians when she was 15, which is probably where she honed her considerable performance skills. Remiti is renowned for her songwriting, never seeming to be held back by her illiteracy. She said, "Songs canter through my head, and I tie them to my memory. I don't need paper or pen." Her music might have been influenced by the epic folk styles of Western Algeria, but she took it into new realms, using everyday language and slang to tackle tough subject matter. She was particularly drawn to exploring different ways of escaping from hardship, with songs about emigration and songs about losing yourself through alcohol or sex. Cheikha Remiti released her first single in 1952, causing controversy a couple of years later with her hit record Charagata, which encouraged young women to lose their virginity. She was banned from appearing on television and radio, and by the 1970s, she was performing mostly for the Algerian immigrant community in France. But everything changed by the mid-80s, when Raï was becoming established as the rousing dance music of angry young Algerians. Remiti, by this time, was being hailed as La Mami du Raï, and even in her 80s, she was producing music that was harder hitting than many of the younger, more commercially minded Raï artists. I'm going to play you two Cheikha Remiti songs, a reggae-inspired track from her last album, released the year she died, but before that, something a little more traditional, all about her homeland. She loves the Sahara.
غزال من الصحراء وتمر من النخلة تمر من النخلة الغزال من الصحراء هي 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 نغرس الكرمة ونسقيها بالماء يا 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 خدموا بلادكم ربي اللي عاونكم الجزائر ليكم حرة وطنية يا 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 وهي بغات الصحراء وعجبها تمرة هي بغات الصحراء وعجبها تمرة وهي بغات الصحراء وركوب الجمل هي بغات الصحراء وركوب الجمل إف 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 وهي بغات الصحراء وركوب الجمل هي بغات الصحراء وعجبها التمرة إيه 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 وخيل لك الغابة ونعب الجبلة والشعب الأبيض غير الغابة اللي قلوه وريحة البارود في دولي منوى حبيبي صيد وانا كل الحجلة حبيبي صيد وانا كل الحجلة انا فرح كي جاني نفرش كي جاني وانا فرح كي جاني راني مريضة وكل مو يشوفني يا
Sheikha Rimiti with Kijani from her last album, which was released in 2006, the year of her death. And as you heard, she was still rocking it out in her inimitable, raunchy, feisty way at the age of 83. You're listening to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tekel, and back at the start of the month, you might remember Lopa Kattari dedicating an episode of Music Planet to celebrating what would have been the 100th birthday of iconic sitarist Ravi Shankar. And if you missed that, can I just recommend that you seek it out on BBC Sounds? I'm going to play you something now, though, from Ravi's daughter Anushka's six-track EP, Love Letters. Anushka's had a bit of a tough time recently, and music's been a place for her to escape and find solace. And so for the first time in a while, she's been in the studio and recorded some new music, with several tracks referring to the breakup of her marriage. And several critics have said that the EP seems to bridge the music worlds of her father and her half-sister, Nora Jones. It is quite a departure for her. I'm going to play Those Words, which features Indian singer Shilpa Rao and cellist and composer Ayana Whitta-Johnson.
Thank you.
The voice of Shilpa Rao and those words, one of the songs on Anushka Shankar's EP, Love Letters. Lopa Kattari will be back next week bringing you Music Planet from London. I'm Catherine Tickell, and I'm going to leave you now with sad news but joyful music in this tribute to legendary Congolese guitarist, singer and songwriter Jean-Claude Kasongo Wakanema, who died 2 weeks ago at the age of 73. He moved to Kenya in 1974 and was a founder member of the wonderful orchestra Super Mazembe, performing with them for 40 years. He wrote one of the band's biggest hits, titled, with his typical self-assurance, Kasongo. Kasongo, yeah, yeah, mobali nangai. Kasongo, ngana weo, zonga libala, eh. Kasongo, yeah, yeah, mobali nangai. Kasongo, ngana weo, zonga libala, eh. Kasongo, yo, yo, kasongo, yo, yo, mobali nangai. Kasongo, ngana weo, ngana weo, zonga libala, eh. Kasongo, yeah, Kasongo ngana weo, zonga libala e. Ngana ndato kasongo, miso na zela. Saki yoko zonga diye, iye bisanga ye. Kasongo ye ye, mobali nangai. Kasongo ngana weo, zonga libala e. Ibana nandato kasongo, batu na kangai. Tata zari wapie, naloba nini e. Kasongo ye ye, mobali nangai. Kasongo ngana weo, zonga libala e.
Planet was introduced by Catherine Tickell and the producer was Roger Short. Looking ahead to this evening, Opera on Three takes us back to 2014 when we were celebrating Richard Strauss's 150th anniversary, a recording of Ariadne of Naxos from the Royal Opera House Covent Garden with Carita Mattela singing the title role. That's at 6:30 this evening. First, on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Julian Joseph. Coming up on today's show, we've got a special home session from pianist Kit Downs and bassist Ruth Goller. But we'll start off with new music from bassist, composer and bandleader Misha Molov-Abado.